For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. A man who was recently released from custody at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center near Victorville died. Immigrant rights advocates say this is the second death connected to the facility in 2 weeks. The Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice says 44-year-old Irving Cruz Nape was arrested by federal agents last September and later detained at Adelanto. ICIJ says Cruz Nape was released on bond 2 weeks ago. He died on March 4th. They say he was experiencing chest pains while in custody. ICIJ says the family claims Cruz Nape was denied medical treatment while inside. DHS did not respond to requests for comment. Cruz Nape is the second person detained in Adelanto to die in the last 2 weeks. Last month, Alberto Gutierrez Reyes died in custody. A medical provider at Adelanto sent Gutierrez Reyes to the hospital for chest pain and shortness of breath, where he died. Several Inland Empire members of Congress are weighing in after the House voted down a bipartisan resolution last week aimed at limiting President Trump's military actions against Iran. Republican Congressman Jay Obernolte says he voted against the resolution. He says President Trump acted lawfully under the War Powers Resolution and that the U.S. military needs flexibility to respond to threats from Iran. Riverside County Congressman Ken Calvert also backed the president's actions, saying Iran's ballistic missiles and attack drones pose a growing threat. But Democratic Congressman Raul Ruiz supports limiting further military action and is concerned about the safety of Americans in the Middle East. Meanwhile, House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar says Democrats will continue to stand against the war and will fight to protect military service members. California's high-speed rail project could face a funding crunch within the next 2 years if state lawmakers don't act. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
State Inspector General Ben Belknap warned lawmakers about the possible depletion of funds.
That doesn't mean that there aren't future funds coming in. They would be coming in, but not at the pace we'd need to keep up with project expenditures. That's what we're 2 years away from.
Belknap says that could weaken the state's leverage with private investors, which the Rail Authority is banking on after losing federal support.
The longer we wait, the closer we get to a funding crisis that delays the project, and the less options the state has to solve this problem, the weaker will be the state's position to negotiate with a private equity partner.
But Rail Authority Chief of Staff Mark Tollefson pushed back, pointing to $2 billion in cost cuts in its new business plan.
We are still working through the commitments that we had, but ultimately, you know, trying to work with communities on ways where we can actually deliver service into their communities faster. Within schedule and within budget.
Some of those savings include moving the Merced station out of the city's downtown. Lawmakers would need to pass new legislation to do that. The nonpartisan legislative analyst's office also warned the rail line faces a roughly $2 billion funding gap to complete the segment between Merced and Bakersfield, and that it has no feasible plan to get out of the Central Valley. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
A bill intended to cool the temperature of the country's heated political climate is advancing in the California State Legislature. It's called the Hortman-Kirk Political Violence Prevention Act. The measure is named after conservative activist Charlie Kirk and former Democratic Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Hortman and her husband were assassinated at their home in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and Kirk was killed during a speaking event at Utah Valley University. The bill's author is Laguna Niguel Republican Assembly member Lori Davies.
If after an individual is convicted of a felony offense and during the course of the trial it is found that the political affiliation played a part in this crime, a judge may use that when determining the sentencing length.
The bill has passed the Assembly Safety Committee. It heads next to Appropriations. The ACLU says it opposes the measure and any legislation that would punish the expression of thoughts, opinions, or beliefs, even when those views are considered hateful, offensive, or immoral. Thanks to your support, we've been able to grow our newsroom and provide important coverage on key issues. But we can't continue doing this work without your support. Donate now at kbcrnews.org or by calling 877-512-8843. For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.